We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trent Williams, thank you very much for joining us today on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. I appreciate y'all for having me on.
No, we're really happy to have you on, man. Obviously, it wasn't the outcome anyone was looking for, but just the highlight reel of your week one blocks alone. I mean, you're serving more pancakes than breakfast, so welcome to town.
Say that again. I didn't hear the last part.
I was saying welcome to town. It is really good to see you.
Appreciate it, man.
No, we have not talked to you yet, and it's good to have you on here. It ain't easy replacing a guy like Joe Staley. So if you can go out and get a 7-time Pro Bowler to do that, you're very lucky to do that. When you heard San Francisco had made the trade for you, how happy were you about that?
I was ecstatic, man. I felt like I had to pinch myself to wake up. Like, it was a dream location. And, you know, generally things don't work out, and, you know, the dream situation don't always work out. So I was just extremely thrilled to know that the dream situation actually paid off for me.
But the fact that you were going from where you were going, probably any trade would have looked good. What did you sort of, when you got here, what was the first thing you noticed that was starkly different from Washington?
The vibe was night and day difference. You can just tell everybody here is, you know, they're comfortable in their own skin, but everybody's here to work. And everybody's close. It's a very close-knit group. You can tell the coaches and the players had outstanding relationships, and the players had outstanding relationships with each other. The locker room is just, it's a joy to be in, to be around. And, you know, that just jumped out to me as soon as I walked into the facility.
So coming into seeing you play, we heard from virtually everyone we talked about, Trent is capable of being the best left tackle in the league. It just depends what all the time off might have done to him. And obviously, based on what we saw on Sunday, the answer would be it hasn't done a whole lot, if anything. What did you do, especially with a short training camp, to reach that level after being off for so long?
You know, I stayed focused, and I was motivated. You know, I had went through a very dark time in my life, and you know, it was a lot of doubters. You know, a lot of people doubted the fact that I could, you know, come back and still be a Pro Bowl caliber player or All Pro caliber player. And I heard all the whispers, and you know, I just used that as gas in my tank, and I knew that my day would come to show everybody and to prove everybody I'm still the best left tackle in the league, and I just had to patiently wait on that and be prepared for it.
Watching you crush dudes in the second level, Trent, it's like manslaughter. I mean, you were just lighting guys up. You were blocking a guy at the 15. He would land at the 19-yard line. It was really, really an impressive debut for you. Like we said, we know that you can't be happy with the outcome, but every game, even a loss, has silver linings. As you guys have looked at the film against Arizona, what did you think went well offensively for the 49ers Sunday?
Honestly, everything but third downs. I feel like we had our way with them. There was times we just did whatever we wanted to do, whether it was passing the ball, whether it was play action, whether it was running the ball. I think we kind of got rolling, and it was just a couple mistakes and a couple little things. You know, football is a game of inches, and obviously you see that with the touchdown that didn't go our way on the goal line. It was maybe an inch off. Well, I think it was an inch over, but, you know, the call is the call. But, you know, just little things like that, the block punt. You know, it's just overcoming the little things that usually we don't happen. And I think that's the silver lining for us, is to know that we did run the ball. We did pretty much protect the quarterback how we were supposed to. Just clean up a couple small things, and I think we're right on track where we need to be. And, I mean, a lot of people kind of look at Arizona and write them off, but you look at the last 2 to 3 meetings that this team and Arizona has had, it came down to the last play on pretty much every time. So we expected that in a division game, and you can't give up those things like block punts, or you got to convert on 4th and goal. And I think, you know, we can build off that, and we'll be better next week.
Since you brought up Arizona, Trent, I mean, that's a Sooner over there. It's a Heisman Trophy winning Sooner playing quarterback as a, you know, Sooner, you know, you recognize talent when you see it, especially when it comes from your own school.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think of Kyler Murray, who I think just kind of, he blew us all away a little bit on Sunday?
Yeah, he's a game changer. And you see why he was number one overall pick. You see why he was a Heisman Trophy winner. Is that he can change the game. You can beat all 5 guys across the board. You can cover every wide receiver, and he can still gain 40 yards and not get touched. And that in itself is hard to deal with. And not only will it be hard for us to deal with, it'll be hard for anybody to deal with. And I just think that speaks volumes to who Kyler is and the player he is. And, you know, it sucks that he's in the division. Hopefully we figure out a way to slow him down next time.
What have the 49ers asked you to do differently in a stylistic way than you were doing in Washington? Have they asked you to emphasize different strengths of your game than Washington asked you to do? Or have the 49ers just said, do what you did, here a little, you know, here's a trick here or there for this play, but for the most part, we don't want you changed?
It was a little bit of both. More so, I made a lot of changes. There was a lot of technique changes that I had to make to be uniform with the offense and the offensive line. It improved my game as well. It's not like I had to take a back seat or anything, or had to, you know, sacrifice anything. You know, Coach Bitten and Coach First is kind of, you know, I was off a year and a half, so it was some things that I still had to clean up. And you know, they helped me, and like you said, to answer your question, there was some things like in the run game that they, you know, angles and things that they wanted me to change, and things that would help me and help the play. From, you know, it was different from when I first learned it to how they run it now, and there was just little subtleties like that and little nuances that I just had to catch on to, and the coaches did a really good job of helping me out, and the players did as well. Lakin, Mike, Glinch, you know, Ben, a lot of the people that was here, they helped me out with the newer techniques. And, you know, I was just trying to master everything before we had to jog out there and you know, on Sunday with real bullets flying.
You mentioned earlier that you sort of saw coming here as a dream scenario, and I'm guessing part of that has to do with playing for Kyle Shanahan again. What makes Shanahan a special coach to play for in your mind?
He's a player's coach in every sense of the word. He understands the players. He relates to the players. He's been around this game his entire life since he was in diapers. And not just football, but the NFL he's been around. His dad is the innovator of a lot of the offense that we see today. And he took from that. And, you know, he's the best coach you can think of as far as playing for, as far as motivating the players, as far as scheme-wise, as far as just understanding his team. I think Kyle has really kind of matured into that role where he's a coach that everybody would love to play for.
A 7-time Pro Bowler, Trent Williams, starting left tackle of the San Francisco 49ers, joining us here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. So we didn't get to see much, if any, of training camp, and obviously the preseason didn't happen, which means we only got to read about the matchups and what happened in practice. And every time we went into what reporters were reporting on, it was the battles between you and Nick Bosa. You know an awful lot about talented defensive ends. You block them for a living. Where would you rank Nick Bosa right now, and what potential does he have?
He's definitely, I mean, literally right now as we speak, in his second year, he's already top five, and he's not number five of guys who I went up against and seen closely. I think he will continue to ascend, and I think he will definitely be the best, if not the top three best in this league, I mean, for years to come. And you already see it today. So, I mean, he can do that in 2 years. Imagine what he'll look like in year five. Imagine what he'll look like in year six, you know, when he's been around and he's nothing he hasn't seen before. I think it'll be a terror, especially for, you know, the offensive tackle. So, you know, luckily he's in my locker room and I can practice with him as opposed to having to try to figure out a way to stop him on Sunday.
Is it hands? Is it speed? What makes him a different cat than the rest?
Well, when you got a guy that's that good, it's a little bit of everything. You don't get that good by just doing one thing, by just having good hands or just by being fast or just by being strong. I think it takes a combination of all three. And I think that's what we're looking at with 97. He has the total package. He has the speed. He has the quickness. He has the power. And most of all, he has the hands, which are elite. And I think that's why you see him having so much success every Sunday.
When week 14 comes and you guys are playing Washington, do you think enough time will have passed for you to just look at that as just another game, or is that just going to stand out in your head from the moment week 13 ends till kickoff?
Honestly, man, you know, a lot of those guys on that team, I still know. I still keep in contact with them, very close with. I literally don't have any ill will feelings towards the team. You know, I think what I went through was kind of just dealing with a couple individuals, you know, at the top. But as far as the team, I don't have any animosity towards those guys. I mean, I can't wait to see them. You know, I can't wait to play against them. And, you know, I think it'll be fun. But I'm not, like, circling down the counter like I had to get revenge. I think my revenge is just being a dominant player every Sunday and, just kind of showing everybody what they could have had or what they missed. So that'd just be my revenge as a whole. I'm not looking to go in and try to, you know, kill people on the Washington roster just to prove a point. You know, I think as a dominant player, and if you look at yourself as a dominant player, you should want to do that every game, you know. So I think that's just the kind of mindset I carry into it.
The best revenge is living well, they say, I think. So I don't know how aware you guys are inside the locker room of this, but on the outside since Sunday, there's been an awful lot of criticism of Jimmy Garoppolo. It seems to me that there's always been a really deep faith in him from within the locker room. As a newcomer to that locker room, have you noticed the same thing? And why do you think that is, that everyone is so steadfast in support of him?
Because I think everybody knows what type of player he is, and everybody can see it. We see it every day. You know, obviously, Jimmy is an easy target for a lot of criticism just because he is the quarterback of the team. And he's a clean-cut guy. He don't really have anything, you know, negative to say about him. He's just... You know, it's easy for people to just pick him out, you know, because he's not going to respond to it. He's going to keep coming to work every day and doing his due diligence to be the best quarterback he can be for us. And we all believe in him. We got a saying here that I got your back, and you won't find anybody in this locker room to tell you different. We all got his back. We understand that quarterbacks take the most heat when you win and lose. And if we would have won, Jimmy would be the savior on Monday morning. But when we lose, we understand that he's going to be the first one, and then it'll trickle down. That's just the nature of the business, but we don't really get caught up in that.
Trent, is there more pressure on you to block for somebody so handsome?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, you know, I think it's just me. It's just pressure to perform well regardless who's back there. But, you know, I mean, Jimmy is one of those, you know, he's one of those handsome guys that everybody likes to, you know, all the girls like, and, you know, everybody likes to write reports about. So it's a double-edged sword for him, you know.
Playing against Arizona on Sunday, did you find that they were doing special things to deal with you based on the fact that even though you hadn't played in a year and a half, you were still somebody they had to account for in special ways? Or did they play you straight up, and how long do you think it will take for teams to start dealing with you in special ways?
I don't know. I felt like they played me straight up. I didn't really see a huge difference from the way they treated me or treated Mike or the, you know, guys from last year or anything. You know, I don't know. I don't know. Your question, that's a good question. I don't know whether people started game plan. I guess, you know, depending on how effective I can be, whether they think maybe we should account for Trent or not. But, you know, honestly, those guys carrying the ball in the backfield, you know, if you're worried about me, they're going to have a huge day. So I don't think anybody can say, hey, let's stop Trent or let's do something for Trent. I mean, those guys, literally, you got a blink of an eye to catch them. If you don't, they kind of, you know, they're going to tear your defense apart. So I think luckily for me, I can kind of hide behind all the offensive weapons we do have and just continue to play my game.
You're describing the guys in your backfield, but obviously the guy in the other backfield playing quarterback on Sunday does some ridiculous things. This is a little bit football nerdy, but how does that change the job of an offensive lineman when a quarterback goes off schedule, does so many creative things, but also has the ability to escape so easily?
For the offense as a whole, you know that you have to possess the ball. You know that the guy on the other side can make plays with his feet, so it keeps him in the game. It keeps, you know, on those third downs where everything is covered perfectly and he gets the first. Like, you know, you spend as an offense, you kind of spend a little more time on the sideline than you would like to, and I think that just picks up the sense of urgency to try to possess the ball. And I don't think Sunday we did a good job. We didn't. Our third down percentages were, you know, as bad as they can be. So we didn't really give ourselves a chance by possessing the ball.
Trent Williams here on 95.7 The Game. Just another minute or two with him before we let him go. And I know that there are wide receiver concerns on the 49ers right now, and hopefully Brandon Ayuk is able to make his professional debut in New York. Mohamed Sanu has been brought in. But I'm just going back to the rumors that we heard about your feathery hands. Have you been lobbying Kyle Shanahan for like 9 different tackle eligible plays to be installed this week?
Nah, man, I'm trying to focus on playing left tackle. I dang sure don't want that ball in my hands. You know, it's fine when you're blocking guys who are taught to get away from you, but when you got all 11. Coming and gunning for you, I think that's a different aspect that not a lot of people take into consideration before that ball hit their hands.
Well, I'll tell you,
but what
Trent,
kind of separation can you get?
Yeah.
I mean, I can get some separation, but, you know, I'm generally offensive line, you would be the last, like, you got all 11 defenders in front of you. So no matter how much separation you create, there's going to be a few more coming. So,
I think you should be split out a very
creative play call to kind of get, you know, leave me open into the flats or somewhere up the field, and, you know, maybe that'll look good. But I dang sure don't want to get the ball and have to deal with 11 defenders, you know, gunning for my knees.
Look, man, Joe Steele picked up like 33 yards on a wheel route at Candlestick one day, and we're still talking about that. So if you ever get to do that, man, it would be good for the brand. I'll tell you, Washington's incompetence is a found fortune for the San Francisco 49ers. It is wonderful to have finally had the opportunity to talk with you. It was great catching up with you, and we wish you and all your teammates the very, very best going forward. As you get ready to take on the New York Jets, they didn't have a lot of good game film from week 1. How do you approach a team that you know is also coming off a performance that they weren't too happy with?
Well, we know one thing for sure, that they're just as hungry as we are, and their mouth is just as bitter as ours are from having a week 1 defeat. So regardless of what their records say or what you may get from the film, you know that you're going to get their best effort. Nobody wants to go 0-2. And I mean, with the 49ers, once you play in a Super Bowl game, you won't get anybody's, you know, half effort. Everybody's going to want to knock off, you know, an NFC champ or a Super Bowl attendee. So it's for us, it's going to be like this every week. Every week we got to expect a dogfight, no matter who the opponent is or what the record may say. Everybody will find a little something deep down inside to try to beat the Niners.
Hey, well, I tell you what, you talk about hunger. How about this? To show you how much we appreciate you coming on the show today, you know, if you do these interviews, sometimes you get a $100 gift card to a restaurant or Amazon or something like that. We've taken it up another notch for you. It was so good catching up with you, Trent. Our friends at Harris Ranch Beef Company are going to send you a 10-pound case of USDA Prime New York steaks in appreciation of you joining us today and showing up in San Francisco. Has another radio show ever given you 10 pounds of prime USDA choice meat before?
I can absolutely say this is the first time, and I really appreciate it. And, you know, let me know when y'all want me to come back.
That's it. We only need another cow, and we can get Trent Williams back anytime. Trent, thank you very much. Best of luck all week as you prepare.
All right, sir. Thank you for having me on. Y'all take care.
Trent Williams, what an absolute pleasure. He was a great conversation, and we want you to know what you thought of it. That was great. He was really an A+. What the hell is Washington thinking moving on from a guy like that? Oh, my God.
I think we know what Washington was thinking.
Yeah, not good at it. That's what they're thinking.
That's why they have a new coach and head of football operations, and they have a new name, and they may have a new owner because of decisions like that.
No doubt about it. What?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.